Sure. Lieutenant Colonel Steve Smith. I am the commander of Air Force ROTC here at Utah State University and the professor of aerospace studies. This is the 10th year of this event, and we have a great opportunity here in Utah because we're close to the other detachments, right? Many other states have detachments that are spread out and they just don't, you know, have a chance to get together. But here in Utah, with University of Utah, Utah State and BYU being fairly close to each other, plus, you know, they've got rivalries between the schools.
What's the cheer?
Gives the cadets an opportunity to compete, but also to get to know who their fellow officers are going to be when they join, you know, get their commissions, and then they go active duty as Air Force officers. These are going to be the people that they'll be training with, fighting wars with, working with on a daily basis. And so it's great to give them opportunities to come and meet each other and become friends. As much as the rivalry plays a role here, ultimately we're all on the same team, and that's the United States Air Force team.
Yeah, I'm Kai Bennett. I'm the wing commander at Utah State University ROTC. There are a lot of moving parts. The Air Force has a tradition of there are a lot of activities that we do, as far as academics, physical fitness, just having fun. And so our committee came together. Cadet Morgan was in charge of planning it, but we planned out what events we wanted and how to run those events, how we would score those events. So we've been planning for probably about 2 months now, trying to get today set up.
And my name is Quentin Morgan. I'm the lead planner for TRIDET 2017. And you know, as an Air Force officer, really they're looking for a well-balanced person, because when you sign up to be an Air Force officer, you don't know whether you're going to be flying aircraft or leading the security forces on the ground or at a desk somewhere doing acquisitions. And we feel that with that mix of athletics and knowledge type activities, it's a really a good basis for us to compete on.
Okay, the order for the relay is going to go Utah State, and then BYU/UVU, and then University of Utah.
BYU hosted last year. We won down at BYU, and it was our year to host this year, and of course we want to defend our championship. We had a Knowledge Bowl for everything from Air Force regulations to Air Force history. We had an engineering competition. Utah State, by the way, won both of those, the Knowledge Bowl and the Engineering Bowl. That's good for our school, right? We had Utah's Strongest Cadet competitions with feats of strength, and we had a truck pull. And now the Frisbee football and the flag football are close to wrapping up. Though it looks like it might be coming down, so at the last event, it all hinges on who wins the relay. Because this is such a great event, they all want to come. So we've had a great turnout. That's BYU over in the corner. They came up with close to 70 cadets. Utah had close to 55 or 60. And of course, we had certainly the majority of our cadets. I think we ended up having about 75 or 80 here.
Tough competitions, close competitions are the best competitions. It just sucks that we're at the losing end, you know. But I'm proud of my people. We did really well. Everybody did their best. And we can't ask for any more than that.